University Broadcast Studio.
It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us today. Hope everybody had a good 4th of July weekend. Happy Independence Day to all of you good folks out there. Hope you had some good burgers and hot dogs. And I got to tell you, I know fireworks are illegal here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast our national radio program. But folks were shooting off at, it sounded like, I don't know, it sounded like New York City on Thursday night. What a great night, and what a wonderful thing across our country, watching as our fellow citizens defied Democrat lawmakers who had canceled or banned or had forbidden people from celebrating the 4th of July. And what did they do? They got out there and they celebrated the 4th of July, which is what any red-blooded American patriot ought to be doing. And I don't know if you saw this video over the weekend. They had some sort of a helicopter shot of Los Angeles, where not only Eric Garcetti, but also the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, had pretty much said, you know what, we're laying down the law. You're not going to be firing any kind of fireworks into the air. You're not going to be celebrating. You're not going to be congregating. And they showed the panoramic of downtown Los Angeles, and it was the most beautiful thing, just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of fireworks going off. It was, got to tell you, kind of sort of made me proud to be an American watching all of that to open defiance. So all that to say, I still have hope for America, and I know we are going through a really dark period of our history right now. And we are waging a war against a very dangerous, very powerful, very well-financed, and very well-coordinated enemy. And as you know, longtime listeners of this radio program know, we are dealing with an enemy that is not American. We're dealing with an enemy that wants to turn us into a fascist regime. That's what they want here, folks. That's what this is all about. This has nothing to do with race. And anytime you hear someone say Black Lives Matter, you need to understand that that has nothing to do with race. We're talking about a Marxist organization that is dedicated to overthrowing the American government. That's what we're dealing with here. A domestic terrorist organization. And until we come to terms with that, we will not be able to beat or defeat the enemy. And that is what we are really dedicating ourselves to doing here on this radio program as we move forward. Because what's happening before our very eyes is an attempt to overthrow not just our government, but our president. And the Democrat Party has bought into this lock, stock, and barrel. By the way, have you heard what happened over the weekend in Atlanta, Georgia? I was really amazed to watch this video. Someone, one of our great listeners, and I believe from WDUN, sent me the video. We have posted this on our website, toddstearns.com. Now, Stone Mountain Park in Georgia is a massive, massive tourist destination, especially on July 4th. But they were not having the big 4th of July fireworks there in Stone Mountain. Now, Caleb and Avery, I know you guys, you're pretty close nearby to Stone Mountain. You guys ever been down for the fireworks celebrations?
Yeah, and not only do they do fireworks, they have a whole laser light show that they usually do on the 4th of July as well.
That's right, the lasers. They had the laser beams.
Yeah, exactly, and they turn that carving on the rock face into an actual animated thing that then goes into a whole show.
You see, that's a huge, huge deal. And I mean, you're talking what, thousands and thousands of people come out and watch this thing.
Yeah, there's a gigantic lawn in front of it, in front of a small lake there, and thousands of people crowd on that lawn.
Well, not this year. And, of course, they blamed it on the COVID-19. They said, you know, we can't have all these people congregating together. But you know what they could congregate together is this militant black militia. Have you seen these pictures, folks? This video is insane. You had hundreds, they say as many as 400 members of this black militia. Now, they say they're not part of Black Lives Matter. But these folks were wearing the black military style uniforms, and they had the ammo strapped around their necks as if they were ready to go to war with somebody. And nobody covered this story except for us. And after our story got over a million page views over the weekend, and now people are starting to cover what happened in the park. So look, here's what you need to understand. I need to get this out because many of you know we have the leftist agitators listening to this show, monitoring this show from their mother's basements, the pimply, geek-faced little, pajama boy snowflakes eating their Cheetos. And they would have you believe that I am some sort of a flaming racist. So I want to be very careful how I frame the argument here. If you are a law-abiding gun owner, in other words, you have your permit, you've got whatever permit you need, you've taken the classes, and you are allowed by law to carry a gun, I don't care what color you are. Black, white, pink, purple, don't care. Don't care. You have a right. And I don't care if you've got a whole bunch of folks, if you are all law-abiding gun owners, then you have a right to carry your weapon, display your weapon in public. A lot of people said, Todd, but this is a public park. This is a park. Well, yes and no. But here's what you need to understand. At Stone Mountain Park in Georgia, and we did the research here, you are allowed to carry firearms in the park. That's your right. But I got a couple of questions here. Did the police issue a permit for these people? Were they allowed to congregate and march in the park? Were all of those people gathered law-abiding gun owners? Did anybody bother to check? Did anybody ask to say, go up to the folks and say, hey, welcome to Stone Mountain Park. Hope you enjoyed the laser show. May we see the permit for the AR-15, please? That seems to me to be a prudent thing to do. And I said just as much to the protesters who went in and stormed the state capitol of Michigan. So look, you can't sit back here and you can't say it's okay for a bunch of white gun owners to go and storm the state capitol of Michigan. And if you remember, I said that was a very bad idea because it puts everybody at risk because you never know who's going to do something. And again, that was their right. At the same time, this black militia, if they're following the rules and regulations, they have a right as well. Don't think it's the prudent thing to do. But I want you to listen. I want you to listen to some of the things that were said here. And I want you, as you are listening, I want you to just imagine. And again, no mainstream media coverage of this. None whatsoever. Now, you saw what the mainstream media did when a bunch of armed white people stormed the state capitol of Michigan. It was as if the Klan had risen and was taking over the state of Michigan. But that's not how they handled what happened in Stone Mountain, Georgia over the weekend. And there's a reason why. I want to play some of the audio. Let's play clip number one, please.
Look at y'all. All I'm trying to do today, we're trying to send a message.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to send a message to all black people. From now on, this is how you protest. This is how you let you come. Don't come down there with no signs no more.
Yes, sir.
Stop taking a sign to a gunfight.
Stop taking signs to gunfights. Okay. Well, what did he mean by that? Does that sound like a threat to you? I mean, if you're a gunfight, okay, who are they going to be fighting? Well, earlier they were calling out the rednecks. They were wanting to know where the rednecks were. That part of it was a bit too profane to broadcast on the radio show here, but they were very excited to engage in a gun battle with rednecks. And then this gathering of the black militia at Stone Mountain, Georgia, which was closed for everybody else. It was just for these folks. This is how they ended. Let's play that second soundbite.
We not
around.
No more.
We
are not
around.
No more.
No more.
Black power.
Black power.
Black people.
Black people.
Black man.
Black man.
Black woman.
Black woman.
Black child.
Black child.
Black nation.
Black nation.
We are the NFAC.
The NFAC.
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 Put your fists in the air. NFAC.
NFAC.
We
are not
talking.
More.
Y'all make some ancestor noise out there.
All right. Well, that didn't make the national news. But I just want you to imagine, and again, you don't really have to imagine how the media would have covered that if it had been any other race of people, because we already know, because that happened in Michigan, and the mainstream media went completely bonkers. This is what we call a double standard in the mainstream media. Now, there is more to this, because the police said, well, this was a very peaceful protest. Actually, it was not. These were threats that were uttered. But there was also video that we have on our website, toddstearns.com, showing this armed militia walking through people that were trapped in their cars. They could not go anywhere. And at one point, they engaged in really, and you have to watch the video to understand this, folks. But it was a very threatening thing, because they approached a white motorist and they asked the white motorist, they wanted to know where their reparations were. And it got pretty tense. Now, the good news is nobody fired a gunshot, nobody got hurt, and that's a great thing. But I'm telling you that something is going on here, and it has nothing to do with race. This has to do with political ideology. They are coming for America. They're coming for all of us. Black, white, doesn't matter. They're coming for all of us. And the president talked about this at this brilliant speech he gave over the weekend at the base of Mount Rushmore. We're going to get into that as well, because it all ties in together here, folks. But you better understand, we're under attack. And they know they can divide us along racial lines. And right now, they're being very successful, but only because we're allowing them to. All right, got to take a break here. We're going to be opening up the phone lines. Also want to welcome our brand new affiliates in Michigan, WDMJ, WMIQ, our good friends over in Iron Mountain, Michigan, and WIAN. All of you guys, if you call into the show today, you get on the air, we're going to hook you up with a great prize package. Just a way of saying welcome to our radio family. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us. Let's get right to the phones. 844-747-8868. What better way to start out the year number four of the Todd Starnes Radio program than where we started, with our good friend Joe from LJ, Georgia. Joe, how's it going today?
Todd, I'm so fired up. Since I was on your show last week, you know, predicting that your talk show and Sean Hannity's show would win for President Trump, I was on C-SPAN Saturday talking to millions of people saying the same thing about you and Sean. And I'll tell you what, I'm getting calls from all over the country, your listeners, Sean's listeners, and they're agreeing with me that talk radio, and Todd, you're the greatest, that your show and shows like Hannity, they're going to give President Trump a huge landslide win. And I'll tell you, your show is getting so popular, I'm getting calls from a lot of people saying, Joe, I heard you on the Todd Show. And Todd, they're predicting, I noticed you picked up five affiliates in Michigan. I predict, you know, you're going to get to the top. And I'll tell you what, you're becoming more and more powerful each week. And people are, not just me are saying that, other people are calling me and saying, boy, Joe, hearing a lot from Todd. Of course, you know, your show is based, well, I know you're based in Memphis, but you got great screeners based there. Avery and Caleb, they're based in Gainesville. But anyway, I just want to say that you're doing a fantastic job, and I'm so proud of you. And talk radio, shows like yours, you're going to put President Trump reelected with a huge landslide.
Well, Joe, I'm still very confident that is going to happen. What the president said in South Dakota over the weekend, and we're going to play some audio from that a little bit later on. Based on what he said, I think the president reset his campaign for the White House. And I think he did it in a very extraordinary way so that the average American citizen can understand this is not just about Republican or Democrat. This is about America. This is a fight for the future of America. And what does that look like? So, Joe, as always, we appreciate your great calls and thank you for being such a strong supporter of this program. Folks, I need to pause for just a moment, and we have some breaking news to share with you from Nashville, Tennessee. And this is pretty heartbreaking for many of us. This news coming in from the Tennessean.com. But a friend of this program, a man who has been on this program many times over the past 3 years, has gone home to be with the Lord. This is the headline from the Tennessean.com, and I'm sure we'll be getting more information about this in the coming moments. But Charlie Daniels, one of my favorite country music singers, a good-hearted American patriot and a good Christian man, has passed away. I'm going to read this to you again. We have very limited information, but this is from the Tennessean.com. Charlie Daniels, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, best known for The Devil Went Down to Georgia, died Monday morning after suffering a stroke. He was 83 years old. Daniels' death was confirmed by his publicist, Don Murray Grubbs. He is, by the way, I've met Don a time or two. He is survived by his wife, Hazel, and a son, Charlie Daniels Jr. A lot of folks don't know this, but Charlie Daniels was on the very first episode we ever did of this radio program. And we sat down for a half an hour interview, and he talked about the Lord and his relationship with the Lord, talked about patriotism. And, you know, he was a conservative, but he was, I think at his heart, he was a populist, always looking out for the working man, always looking out for the folks that everybody else just sort of looked over. And I was just a huge fan of his for many, many years. And it's hard to believe that he was 83 years old. When you met Charlie, just the energy, the enthusiasm, he was always trying new stuff, and he's a legend. Charlie Daniels, dead at the age of 83. We will be talking more about this and taking your calls about Charlie Daniels, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Charlie Daniels for you on this Monday. The news breaking just a few moments ago from Nashville. Charlie Daniels has gone home to be with the Lord, 83 years old. He suffered a stroke today. And I can tell you right now on our live show stream, the tributes are just pouring in. many of you writing about how much you appreciated his patriotism and the fact that he always stood up for the American working man. Charlie Daniels truly was an American legend, and I know he was also a very good friend of our next guest on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, a good friend of this program, Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor, mighty sad news coming out of Music City today.
I can't even begin to tell you how stunned, totally shocked I am. I was just talking with Charlie. He was on my show just a couple of weeks ago, and he was a dear friend and a great guy. I loved being around him. He was an amazing entertainer. I once played on stage with Charlie and his band, and he gave me a bow to his fiddle, something I cherish forever. And today I'm just shocked because I didn't see it coming. And I mean, he's 83 years old, but this is a guy who was out doing more shows than most people a third of his age. He was tireless, and he loved to entertain. And he wrote a book, and it's so evident of how he felt toward the people who made him successful. He said, never look at the empty seats. And the whole thing was, if Charlie Daniels went to arena, of course, they were almost always packed anyway. But if he ever gave a performance, if 10 people were in the crowd or 10,000, he gave exactly the same performance because he felt like that he owed it to the fans who made him successful. One of the greatest human beings I've ever known, a devout Christian believer, loved the Lord Jesus with all his heart. And he also is a person who loves this country like few others and served veterans, I guess, as much, Todd, or more than anybody in the entertainment world. I'm just heartbroken because we've lost one of the great Americans of our time.
I was, I have all of his music, but one of the most beautiful songs, it was Easter Sunday. I believe he was in Afghanistan with the troops, and it was just Charlie and his guitar, and he was singing How Great Thou Art. And every time I listen to that song, you just get, a little misty. I mean, because it's so real and it's authentic, and it just, once again, illustrates you don't need all of the stuff on stage to communicate a message to people. Just a man and his guitar in front of a bunch of our troops overseas.
Well, he was the kind of guy that has gone through so many different eras of music. He started in the 60s. He played with other people as the staff musician, was one of the originals of the Southern rock movement, became more known as a country singer, but a crossover guy. And, his concerts were just delightful because he gave everything he had. He loved his band. His band loved him and was totally devoted to him. He was the most loyal guy you can ever see when it comes to the people who surrounded him. And they would jump through fire for him, understandably, because they knew that his loyalty to them was just legendary in the industry. But Charlie Daniels, above everything else, he was a fearless American. You know, at a time when so many of entertainers either have gone woke and they're trying to prove how cool they are by being liberal loons, or maybe they just are so quiet because they're afraid to offend someone. Charlie's attitude, and he and I talked about this the last time we visited, because I asked him, I said, Charlie, aren't you afraid, you're going to make some people mad? He said, at my age, I don't care because, I've earned the right to say what I believe. And It was just so refreshing. And he was a plain-spoken, pro-America kind of guy. And if you didn't love this country, he could tell you why you should.
No doubt. And I remember, when we launched this radio program almost 4 years ago now, he was our very first guest on the very first show. And we were talking about politics, and for him, it wasn't about Republican or Democrat. It was just, lawmakers, regardless of your political affiliation, doing what we sent you to Washington to do. And it was one of those, interviews I think I'll always remember because he again, was always looking out for the American working man.
Well, there's no doubt that was the heart and soul of his fan base. People who came to his concerts were the great Americans, Todd, the people that you and I grew up with, you in Memphis and me in Arkansas. And we saw these kind of folks. They never were making headlines. They weren't the kind of people that would be on the 6 o'clock news. They never sat in the corner office of a corporate boardroom. You know, they carried their lunch in a lunch pail with a pail. That really dates me, but with a thermos. And, you know, they had a bologna sandwich at lunch, and they went home and had to shower before their wife would let them come into the family room and sit in a chair. These were the people like my dad and probably your dad and others who made America great. They loved Charlie Daniels, and they passed the love of Charlie Daniels on to my generation, and I think to the generations even who are young, because if you can just be around a guy who is contagiously in love with God, America, and the people who made it, you got to love Charlie Daniels.
You know, Governor, we again, this breaking news sort of upended what we were going to talk about. But before we have to let you go, there is a fight over the values that Charlie Daniels, you know, held on to, that he believed in, that he cherished. And I thought that the president over the weekend, I thought he hit the reset button and really honed in on what this election is really all about in America.
Well, it really is going to come down to whether or not we believe in law and order or whether we believe in anarchy. Do we believe in open borders or do we believe in securing them? Do we believe in crime in the streets and letting mobs rule? Or do we believe that we ought to obey the law and if we don't like it, we change it? Do we believe that private property does exist and should be protected and respected? Or do we believe that if you don't like what someone else has, you have a right to tear it down, destroy it, and threaten the people? Do we believe in open terrorism of innocent citizens? Or do we believe in making sure that people can freely move about in their communities? Do we believe that the police are important? Or do we believe that they're a nuisance and we need to replace them with a bunch of thugs carrying guns and clubs and beating innocent people? I mean, I could go on, but that's where this is headed this year. And I just can't believe that there are people, even friends of mine, who say, well, I just don't like Donald Trump's tone, or I don't like some of the things he says or his tweets. And I'm thinking, we're in a battle for the soul of our country and its very future. And you don't like his tone? Get over it. We're in a war here, people. It's a war for the soul of our nation. And if we don't come through, my grandchildren aren't going to grow up in a land of America where their own hard work, ingenuity, and their own sense of self-resilience and self-resolve will give them a future. They'll be expecting the government to hand them something, but the government will be so big that they will owe all to the government, which will at that point become God Almighty.
Well said. Well said, Governor. We're going to have to leave it there. And, you know, I know the president announced over the weekend that it was creating the National Garden of American Heroes. I'd like to nominate Charlie Daniels.
I would vote for that in a heartbeat. Thank you, Todd.
All
great
right,
idea.
Governor. All right, Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor, God bless. All right, folks, we're going to have to take a break. We took a little bit of a detour, but again, that's how breaking news goes. I understand during the interview, Caleb was able to find that song I mentioned, which is probably one of my favorite Charlie Daniels moments. We're going to play a little bit of this, and then Caleb, when it's appropriate, you can take us to break. This is Charlie Daniels in Afghanistan on Easter Sunday playing for military troops. How great thou art. Take a listen.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made,
Todd Starnes.
jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. And I'm pulling eye in a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you're going, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
All right, a little Charlie Daniels. You know what? Before the end of the show today, I expect for us to be playing What This World Needs is a Few More Rednecks. Maybe that needs to become the theme song of the Todd Stearns radio show. What This World Needs is a Few More Rednecks. Charlie Daniels, of course, you heard Governor Mike Huckabee delivering just really an impromptu eulogy of this great man, great American patriot. And the governor, I think he had just found out mere moments before he was going on with us. So we really appreciate Governor Huckabee giving us his thoughts on the great country music star and really Southern rocker, Charlie Daniels. By the way, interesting item someone just sent me. The folks over at Fox News, which is where I used to hang my hat for, gosh, 15 years. Fox News has announced they are going woke. That's W-O-K-E. Fox News has decided they will begin to capitalize the word black. That came after a decision was made with the company's diversity team. Oh, yes. You didn't realize this? Fox News Channel? It's a very recent thing. Over the past couple of years, they have developed all of these diversity groups. So if you are, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian American, Hispanic, female, LGBT. Now at Fox News Channel, they have all of these affinity groups for you, and they call it diversity teams. But I realized I've got to share this story. This is a true story. So they would send out these diversity things. So anytime there was like somebody was having their month, whatever it was, they would have these big events and you were expected to attend the events. It wasn't mandatory, but you kind of know the drill. I never went. I wasn't interested in all the big. And the only reason why is that my affinity group had no diversity team at Fox News. So you had all of these diversity teams, except for people like me. And so I decided I was getting together with a couple of the other guys at Fox. And I suggested that we should really create our own diversity team. So I came up with a group called Heterosexual. No, I can't. Wow, I'm going down here. I'm going down this path. Heterosexual Anglo White Guys. What do you think about that, guys? Heterosexual Anglo White Guys Club, or HOG for short. H-A-W-G.
Yeah, I was trying to put that one together. HOG, I like it.
Yeah, the HOG part is very, very clever.
So I actually submitted this to the HR department and never heard back from them. So for some reason, I guess they didn't want to have a club for white guys.
Woo-pig suey.
But... So anyway, the Fox News Channel, my old stomping grounds, they've decided that they're going to go woke. They're going to capitalize the word black when it's used as an adjective to describe people, communities, or cultures. The decision comes after other news organizations such as the Associated Press made the change because of the nationwide convo about race relations. So there you have it. I still think we should have gotten the T-shirts made up. H-A-W, HOG, Heterosexual Anglo White Guys. Now I may know why they didn't renew my contract. Well, we just have a little bit of fun here, folks. What can you do? What can you do? So, look, coming up the next hour, we have some great guests coming by. Diamond and Silk are going to be here. They came under attack by Snoop Dogg. And they're not very happy about that. So we're going to talk with Diamond and Silk a little bit later. Also, these two sisters have written this incredible, incredible song supporting President Trump. And Camille, and they're going to be here a little bit later on in the program as well. And we're going to play some of their music too. Also, a crazy story out of Memphis, Tennessee, where the district attorney's home came under attack by domestic terrorists over the weekend. That's what we're calling the Black Lives Matter crowd, domestic terrorists. They literally blockaded this woman's subdivision. And it's all on video. We have it at toddstearns.com. It's unbelievable. And you've got to watch this video. They're shooting fireworks at the woman's house, the roof of the house, as if to set the home on fire. And we understand that the woman's children may have actually been inside the house. And they're marching around. Apparently, a lot of the neighbors were getting very concerned because of the horrible noise, these primordial screams coming out of, blood-curdling screams coming out of these people. And they turn around and they start yelling at the neighbors to shut up, mind their own business, and stay inside their homes. Now, that sounds like a threat to me. But aside from the fact they were trying to burn down the woman's home here in Memphis, Tennessee, they went on her property, and all along the walkway there were these beautiful American flags, and they gathered up all of the American flags and they set the flags on fire. All of this is captured on video. It took 20 minutes for the police to respond. 20 minutes. Got to tell you something, that's a lot of time to do a lot of damage and to cause a lot of chaos and carnage. Because these people are unhinged to go after a district attorney. And they had the Free Palestine group out there. It was like the United Nations of hate groups gathered outside the district attorney's house. And you know, this is happening in other places. By the way, all of those, the black militants marching with their armed weapons in a park in Georgia, and nobody bothered to talk about that on the mainstream media, did they? But then you turn around and you've got a couple of rich people standing on their private property, armed with their guns, defending themselves from a mob of criminals. And all of a sudden, they're called racist. They're the ones that are called extremists. Do you understand what's going on here, folks? We're going to work through it. Hey, all right, stick around. 844-747-8868, our telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.